We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number two. Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday. Thanks for being part of our day, letting us be part of yours. We talked about Zach Wilson getting injured in the preseason opener for the New York Jets. He is getting surgery in Los Angeles.
It's a good place to get it done. I hear they have good doctors down there.
Is that where his mom's best friend lives?
Wow.
But he has he'll be getting his knee repaired. It's not like an ACL tear. They're saying 2 to 4 weeks is his timeline, which will be very interesting to see kind of what, because Mike White did step in and played a game. Okay. For the Jets. But we'll see kind of where the Jets go, because you mentioned the Jimmy Garoppolo. Are they going to be a team that says, all right, how long is this thing going to linger on for? We need 1 year of having a quarterback. He's only out for a few weeks. So and by the 2 to 4 weeks, he could be out for week one. Maybe he'll play week one.
We could get, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco revenge game week one against the Ravens.
No.
No?
No. No? Mike White. Let's Mike White this.
No.
He's still on the Jets, Joe Flacco?
Yeah, he's still there.
Really?
He's still there.
Oh, my gosh.
Still there.
I thought he would be gone by now. Well, onward and upward, I guess. But he's not the other injury. Rookie Drake London, this could be of concern for Atlanta Falcons fans, because he is he's going to be out for a little bit with a knee injury. Apparently, on the first series, he got a catch and then came up hobbling a little bit. He went down with a knee. This is a guy, obviously, so talented at USC.
I had him as my offensive rookie of the year.
He's being kind of limited, They're not ruling anything out, but they're being very coy. Arthur Smith is being very coy with the status of Drake London moving forward, because of the fact that you could be looking at that oft-injured label being stuck on a guy who had one injury in college and then comes in the NFL first play. Boom. Could be right back at it.
Like, come on, man. Thankfully, we haven't been hit by the rash of injuries that we got hit with last year, opening week. Preseason?
Well, Nick Harris is done for the year. The starting center for the Cleveland Browns, he's out with a knee injury.
On the second play of the game.
Ethan Posich will come in and take in his place. And Jonas Griffith of the Denver Broncos. Do you see this, that the Broncos decided they were going to play two of their starters on defense? And Jonas Griffith is one of them, dislocated his elbow, done for 6 weeks.
It's kind of insane when you hear dislocated elbow and you're just done for 6 weeks. It means it went the wrong way. That's like,
well, it came out of his socket. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad almost all of my injuries have been lower body. Because upper body ones always seem like so much worse. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like when it happens, because it doesn't happen that often. Because we're so used to ACL. Like, don't get me wrong, Willis McGahee's leg going inverted will forever stay with me.
Yeah.
Kevin Ware with a compound fracture in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that seems worse.
But like when you see the upper body ones and like stuff like elbow gets inverted.
Yeah.
That one or shoulder completely comes out. It always looks so terrifying, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm so used to lower body injuries.
Tell you what, after breaking my ankle and having that have to be like surgically repaired, mm-hmm. I would take my shoulder dislocating 12 times.
Yeah.
It does look worse.
It looks worse. That's the thing, is like it just looks worse.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Well, but you have Jonas Griffith. He's out for 6 weeks. Jimmy Ward of the starting safety for the Niners. He's been battling a hammy, mm-hmm. which is like all these guys are. Anytime you see hammy, that is 90% veteran looking for a little couple days off and 10% OS. Does this linger all season?
That's the thing, is like once you have a hammy in preseason, it's becomes management. Can you manage it for 18 weeks?
You mentioned this, though, last year, those rash of injuries, guys who went down for the year, just bam, 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 bam. Well, and by the way, you can see why teams are sitting there and the NFLPA is going, we don't want more preseason games. And NFL coaches are disagreeing with owners, and GMs are actually disagreeing with owners and saying, no, more preseason games are bad. But the owners always want the gate. They don't want to play in preseason because guys get hurt, man. Yes. Football is an injury sport. It happens.
It's the most cliche of cliches, but it's quite literally a battle of attrition. Your body can only take so much. And the more opportunities you present, then the more opportunities are there for likely injury to happen. That's just the nature of the beast.
Good news is, though, a few guys are coming back. Marcus Peters of the Ravens, he's been out with an ACL.
The Ravens basically get like everybody they had on the pup list off the pup list. They get their running backs back. Like everyone basically is coming back.
But I think it's huge. Marcus Peters is a huge one, though.
Yes.
I think
he's also in the last year of his deal, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
He is one of those guys that people forget how damn good he was because, one, he's gotten in his own way in a couple of places, but he just has never been the best corner in the NFL. He's always been a
right there
top three or four, and the Ravens getting him back, that is huge as he's coming off the pup list. Randy Gregory also off the pup list for the Broncos.
It is his contract year as well, so I would expect Peters to want to ball out.
And then Denzel Ward, who is with the Browns, he's coming off the pup list. Defensive back who's had a foot injury. Three of those guys coming back are huge for three really good teams that are looking to contend, and for Baltimore turning a season around from a year ago.
They're going worst to first. That's the easy pick.
You could totally see it.
I mean, do you think Marcus is deal done? Totally no. Sidetracking.
No, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Lamar Jackson said he's going to turn down or he's going to turn off any negotiations once the season starts. Yeah,
which is we're 2 weeks away from.
No, I don't think you get it done in 2 weeks. It seems like they're quite a ways away.
Yeah, I just representing yourself, man.
Yeah, and having your mom step in is like, if you're not negotiating, your mom will be the intermediary. Why?
I don't.
Why does he think that this would ever be a great idea?
Part of the reason you hire somebody is one, to advocate on your behalf. But the other thing is, so this doesn't get personal, you're bringing your mother into it. I don't know how you can make this any more personal. Like,
my mom's going to be completely reasonable when it comes to matters of my finances.
What'd you say about my baby?
Like that would,
I just,
and this is that's a big problem because he's getting advice from the wrong people, which is, well, actually the right people. Cause he's probably getting it from his family saying you don't need to pay them to an agent to do this. You can get this deal done on your own. So it's the right people that he's getting the advice from, but they're giving him
bad advice. So just pay the 7%, man. Just pay the 7%. For the love of God,
man.
I get people who are like, no, it's my money. But this is why you pay people, so that these deals get done.
But no, I don't think it gets done, which I don't think that means that he is like not going to be a Baltimore Raven forever. I think that he does eventually sign a deal with the Ravens, but I don't think he gets done in the next 2 weeks.
I don't question the guy, but I do wonder if there's a game week 9, week 10, week 11, where he's got a knock and he doesn't have a contract.
Oh, like he does every single year because he's a quarterback running that takes a lot more hits than anybody else?
Huh? And Like, does that, you can sit here and tell me
for 17 that weeks.
It's not going to factor in. I don't believe you, first of all. I don't.
No.
Second of all,
I would never say that to you.
Second of all, come the season and when you're beat to hell, week 12, do you go look at, are you able to look your coach in the eye and be like, no, I'm not going to go today. I'm not going to go today.
See, and that's I just don't know how he's wired yet, because he is, he's obviously different from most guys in that he's negotiating his own deal.
And that's the thing, is like, does he decide to say no? Because we didn't come to the table on this. Like, there's no protection for me here. If he RG3s himself.
Go to the table, and I think the Ravens would be like, dude, you backed yourself into this corner. Yeah. And at that point, do they go, all right, walk away then, man.
And that's the thing, is like, does he look at this as an RG3 situation? Because he is literally, I mean, you can say this about anybody, but again, when you're putting yourself in those positions, and Lamar does, when you're running RPOs and the R is a likely possibility on every play, you put yourself in a position where contractually, where if you don't have an extended deal with guaranteed money, it is a real, real burden. And I'm not questioning his heart or his willingness, but I do wonder, when reality sets in deep into the season, does he take a step back, and what does that mean for the Ravens?
Boy, that would be fascinating to see how that would play out in a locker room, because of the dynamic of how many other guys are playing for their next NFL life, and to see if,
when was like, the last time we had a quarterback like this, though, that was in this position? We haven't.
No, you usually want to get him locked up or you send his butt out of town. But this is the interesting thing about it, is that it does not seem like it is.
It's not untenable.
No. It hasn't gotten malicious on either side. It's just that
awkward.
One side is going, we will not pay you that. And he is dug in. Mm-hmm. He is dug in because he wants to get paid like an MVP. Because guess what?
He has an MVP.
And if he had an agent, he would get that done or get that
look
across.
Look at Kyler. We were all blown away by that. Like, that's the thing. It's like, man.
I don't know. Tyler Huntley, though, he has been really good in his stead, and that would be quite the flex if Baltimore's like, all right, fine. We'll go Tyler Huntley. And all they have is Pac-12 guys on their roster, because that's where Anthony Brown is from Oregon.
Yeah.
And I think they have Brett Hundley there, too, the former UCLA quarterback. So their second string is Tyler Huntley from Utah. Third string is Brett Hundley from UCLA. And currently the fourth string is Anthony
guys.
Brown.
Interesting.
All of them Pac-12 guys.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They're definitely good. If you look at all four of them, they went for a type.
Sounds like a law firm.
It does.
Huntley and Brown.
Mm. Jackson, Huntley and Brown.
That means actually, when you add the Jackson to it, it does.
Yeah. That really ties it all together.
Yeah. Wow.
The law firm.
Interesting.
Mm. All right. The Ducks scrimmaged over the weekend. Some notes out of Oregon's first scrimmage and what it could mean about the future of the Ducks. Beavs also taking the gridiron and getting their first workout in 11-on-11. Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny Marang, the most important position in all of football is?
Quarterback?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that doesn't change.
Yeah. Yeah. And I find it fascinating that here we are. One scrimmage in the books for both the Ducks and the Beavers. And you have both coaches, Jonathan Smith of Oregon State and Dan Lanning at Oregon, saying, no. Not ready to name a guy yet, but it kind of seems like both are heading in different directions in that regard.
Interesting.
Jonathan Smith in the Beavs scrimmage, Chance Nolan was the guy taking all the reps, or most of them with the ones, with Tristan Jebbia and then Ben Gulbranson following suit and actually flip-flopping with the second and third team. It kind of feels, even though you're not willing to go down that road of naming Chance Nolan the guy, that it, I mean, he's the incumbent starter. He's the guy that got you to a bowl game last year. You know, although Tristan Jebbia did a really good job before he got injured in the Civil War a couple years ago, this is Chance Nolan probably gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, when you're taking a look at what coming off of last year and trying to, again, I think the big thing for Oregon State is what they're trying to build something. Having that through line, having the consistency, having the guy that you just kind of built the rapport up. And I think that just, it lends itself more to Chance Nolan, right? Yeah. Like that just, it feels like that's the way this needs to go.
Well, it will be. It will be. But, yeah. You know, Jonathan Smith is letting those other guys play this
Which
whole thing out.
Which he should.
As you definitely should.
You look at Oregon, though. And I know Bo Nix is the favorite. But I'm really interested to see what Lanning does here because it is an opportunity for him to put his stamp on the program.
It was a closed scrimmage, but the way Dan Lanning kind of framed it, Oregon is no closer to naming their starting quarterback for who's going to be taking the field in what we are 17 days away from them being in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, or 18 days away from them being in Atlanta, 31 days in August. Damn. And you're looking at that in 18 days, and he came out of that scrimmage saying, if you laid down the stat sheet, it looks like they all played basically the same game. Mm-hmm. That is Bo Nix, Ty Thompson, and Jay Butterfield. That, to me, is one where you're going, all right, one scrimmage, everybody's going to have their chance. This is where you're going to want to start seeing that separation. Over this week especially,
yes.
If the rumblings out of Eugene in the comments are that somebody is grabbing this thing and really running away with it, then you start going, damn, that's it's not Bo Nix's. This is not Bo Nix's team.
Because exactly.
It should be Bo Nix has taken this job and he's running away with it after that first scrimmage.
Here's my pushback on it, and not necessarily with the Ducks, just in general. Number one, you've got a new head coach. Mm-hmm. So I believe Dan Lanning is truly operating on the clean slate here because nobody has earned it coming in. And I think you look at this scenario and I think you try to drag this out as long as you can so that you don't make the wrong choice because, and this isn't even a panic if you're the Ducks. Mm-mm. Because honestly, each guy has got an opportunity. Like there's talent among all three of these guys. Bo Nix was a 5-star guy. Like, I know he's had his trials and tribulations and bumps and bruises along the way, whatever you want to say, but Ty Thompson's a hell of an athlete. Butterfield has got an absolute howitzer attached to his arm. Like there's traits that with these guys, they all possess. And I think there's an opportunity to drag this out. This isn't Anthony Brown. This is a different, this is a different situation. I think
you get a new head coach too.
Yes. And I also think you also have more talented guys across the top.
I also think that one thing is you have explosives. Have always been when Dan Lanning was hired, he's like, our offense needs to have the explosives. The explosive plays need to come back. And that I understand that fear of the Anthony Brown and, you know, you've got a transfer guy in. But let's call it what it was. Mario Cristobal pulled the reins back on Joe Moorhead's offense significantly. And he did. And now it is appearing. And this is one of the things that close practices will do for you. And until we get their eyes on it, with one thing that Lanning is he's dropping these breadcrumbs is that the offense, they actually, for a large part of that scrimmage, they got the best of the defense, which is going to be damn good this year. And that to me, look, you have,
and if it's all quarter. And if every quarterback is performing, it's a, this is my long roundabout way of saying this. It's a good problem to have until for another week. You have 1 week to have that good problem.
Yes, but when the offense is getting the best of the defense, that means that your receivers are finally stepping up, right? All those guys in, I've heard nothing but great things about the Texas A&M transfer, Caleb Chapman, the wide receiver that they got, big body receiver. You know, does this, what does this mean for, you know, veteran guys like Chase Cota, who transferred in, Chris Hudson, who we saw last year in, you know, we got Dante Thornton too. You have these players that they've been recruiting. We've been saying, when's it going to be their year? When's it going to be their year? Now that explosive plays are going to be a focal point of Oregon's offense, I think you're going to start seeing these guys get unleashed. Unlike, you know, for what, 3 years, it was, hey, this is going to be the year that Johnny Johnson pops. This is one that Johnny Johnson's going to pop. Hopefully this offense, when we see it September 3rd, is one that has a propensity to air the ball down the field.
And I think with whoever you go with, you have that opportunity.
At the quarterback
At the quarterback position. And that is to say, if you're looking for that ray of sunshine here, this is Danny, your Ducks optimist segment right here. They have an opportunity to deliver. And I think that's something at least to look forward to, even if they haven't named somebody now. It's not panic time yet. Now, if we're in Georgia week, and we still don't know who the quarterback is, then it's problematic.
Yeah, and this is going to be the week. I don't think anybody should read anything into the three quarterbacks and nobody separating after the first scrimmage. This is what happens during fall camp. What I do find interesting is that a lot of the buzz is about the defensive line, and it's kind of quiet on the linebacker front, right? Like, we know that the anchors of this defense are supposed to be Justin Flo and Noah Sewell. We haven't heard much about Sewell during fall camp, especially coming out of that scrimmage. You would have loved to hear about how dominant they were, but don't read too far into that either. That's supposed to, maybe it's just business as usual, and that's been the position that Lanning's always been good at.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that, you know, obviously he's a defensive guy from Georgia, and maybe it's just, again, business as usual, and you're just kind of working your way through stuff.
Yep. I love this that now we're getting some scrimmages in the books because.
Let us know we're there.
That is, we're trending closer and closer to game time, and you're starting to get position battles that you're going to see. I'm really interested to see. With Oregon, what that defensive line looks like without Kayvon Thibodeau, without that edge rusher, because it was noticeable. I mean, take the Stanford game as a great example of that. And I know that was a momentum shifting play where he got ejected.
But Tanner also, McKee did kind of highlight. Yeah, it was nice to not have him on the field. I didn't have to worry about him.
But this is where you go, they had a lack of push there. What happened in the first half against Cal the very next week when Kayvon was out? They struggled, and then Kayvon Thibodeau came back in. I don't know how much people remember that second half of that Cal game. He was a one-man wrecking crew. Like, he had more disruptions and quarterback hurries in that second half alone than I think anybody in the entire team did the rest of the way. He was a dominant force. You have to figure out a way, and hopefully you can get that from Brandon Dorlus or Popo. You need to be able to get a push with that defensive line.
I'm interested to see how much Lanning does schematically to try to alleviate that by committee, because you're not going to have, I don't think you're going to have the individual guy what he's able to dial up and when he's able to dial it up without sacrificing a ton. Because obviously, let's be honest, the difference between Georgia sending half their defense to the NFL is because, well, they can win every one-on-one everywhere on the field.
Yeah.
How you do when you don't win every one-on-one, I think, is going to be an interesting note early on.
When they bring in transfers, like, you know, the Nebraska kid, Riley, Jordan Riley, they brought in a tackle from Nebraska. And by all accounts, you know, these guys are all plugging away, but you need production in a hurry.
Very
up front on that defensive front seven. All right, 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. The worst day on the web. 22 million. Goodness gracious. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
It is not Fernando Tatis, even though we will talk about Fernando Tatis coming up soon. I'm assuming it could be one of the 3,000 people that saw a photo online that said, wait a minute, that's from my car.
Yeah, this is an insane story from the Oregonian. A months-long investigation by Beaverton PD may have completely dismantled a local organized crime ring responsible for a large portion of catalytic converter thefts and down the West Coast. So it came out, I believe, on Friday afternoon. There is a picture outside of a what looks like a garage storage unit kind of deal. It's either in Lake O or Beaverton, of a pile of catalytic converters. For those that don't know, it's the little thing that comes off your muffler on the back, or actually just before the muffler. But what makes them important is that the raw, the rare earth metals that are inside them, including rhodium. Rhodium is currently trading at $14,000 an ounce.
Oh my gosh.
So, these guys had $22 million worth of rare earth metals through these catalytic converters. And that's what they had on them.
What a bunch of turds. Like, this is the, because this is happening all the time. Like, they're doing it in broad daylight. And yes. Like, you'll get a lot of people like, you know,
drug addicts. Has the Ring doorbell.
Well, drug addicts will go and they'll just like cut them off in broad daylight and then sell them, like get money from these guys.
Yes.
Right. And they'll try and These guys will give them like a cut or, you
they'll
know,
give them
$100
and then they'll flip and strip the material down and sell it for thousands.
And that, my friend, is the scummiest thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that there have been people who are school teachers that are have their, like, during the spring term, had their car parked in a school parking lot during the day.
And they came over and cut it out.
And they got their catalytic converter cut out of their car in middle of the day at a school. That's ridiculous.
I will say this. A buddy of mine who owns and operates multiple automobile accessory type stuff. He's got a nice car in his driveway. He heard a noise out there and they had a jack underneath his car. And he's a man who believes in confronting those things and did. And he kind of shined the light on him. The tweakers bolted, but they left the jack and fingerprints all over it. And they were able to trace him down. And when they found him later, they pulled the prints and were able to arrest them for it. But this story, 14 people are accused of traffic and stolen devices, including one of the guys who actually owns a legitimate storefront for used auto parts and specializing in catalytic converters. So he's actually being charged with fencing as well.
Oh.
So
what is that?
Trafficking and stolen goods.
Oh. They call that fencing?
Yes. And they've tied this stuff to Oregon, Washington, California, Texas, New York, and somewhere else. But what is insane to me is that this all came about because they pulled a guy over and checked in his car, and he had over 100 stolen catalytic converters worth about $80,000 in the black market. And that's what led to this.
Yeah, these guys are accused of taking 44,000 of them. And that gets you your $22 million. Now, here's
that's
my
since
question.
Since January.
My question is, that's like so scummy to do.
Yeah.
How long does it take these guys, whether it's a tweaker or somebody who actually knows what they're doing, to get these things off?
5-10 minutes at most. It's quick. It's quick.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's quick.
Well, I mean,
honestly, the most difficult part is getting it up and not getting noticed. And if you've got like a truck,
yeah, like jacking the car up. Yeah. That's why they do it in the middle of the night. Yes. But if you've got it loud,
it's not loud. Just clip, snip, snip, snip.
Okay, here's my other question.
It's not thick metal. You just snip it off.
Knock on wood. What does this do to the person who has their catalytic converter stolen from them? Like, I don't know, like, how the hoops that you have to jump through for insurance to cover anything
mm-hmm.
is got if you're one of these 44,000 people.
More often than not, this is not covered.
That is ridiculous. So yeah. You have to go out of pocket and have to buy these things?
And they are dumb expensive to replace.
From this guy, like, whoever the idiot
the
who has
is
the
probably
fancy
selling
place
you
who's
your
like,
own
yeah,
back.
Actually, I got one right here. It fits your car perfectly.
Wow, would you look at that? The cut marks are almost the same.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah, we'll just throw that right back on for the low, low price of $2,000.
That's the thing is, like anywhere between $1,200
and $2,000. Such BS. Yeah. No, that makes me so upset that people do that.
No, it's absolutely nuts. And this has been going. So the racket before this was, remember when copper was through the roof?
Yeah, and they'd go into new builds.
Yep, and the tweakers would go into new build houses or industrial buildings, and they'd walk out with reams of copper. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyways.
All right, go ahead.
I managed a call center back in, was it 2012, 2013?
Okay.
And I had a guy who, he liked to keep, so if you've ever worked at a call center or managed one or been around one, there's a queue and there's a push of buttons. Like when we come in and out of our breaks, we have a bunch of little buttons right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stay out of the queue and say, oh, I'm working on something. Da, da, da. Well, I went by his desk a bunch of times and he was always on a cell phone, looking at something, doing something. And so to get him off his cell phone, I took, and this is like peak tweaker going after copper, I took a picture I found on the internet of bales of copper wire. I mean, bales, like loaded in the back of a trailer. And I threw it on Craigslist with a cell phone number and said, I have a lot of copper that I just need to get rid of. Does anybody want it? Here's my number. Call me. I'm available here. His phone, he had to turn it off for 3 days.
That is so rude. That is so mean to do to him.
I had told him like a half dozen times.
How many of those calls were from the cops being like, all right, buddy?
I don't know. There was a lot of tweakers that were very antsy to get off it. Cause, I mean, it looked like $150,000 worth of copper. I think I said I got injured and I need to move this and I don't have the ability. So you can come take whatever you can fit.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, good times.
All right. We got this text P1 Rich from Troutdale. He says they probably are the ones that got mine $550 to replace that.
That's cheap.
So this one says someone drilled a hole in my gas tank and drained it in daylight.
So that's
dude, whatever happened to the good old siphon?
So
drilling a hole. What kind of monsters are these people?
The one of the guys at my old place of work, we went to go with a big box truck and we went to start it and there's no gas. I'm like, we're just filled this up like the other day. Looked underneath the truck and they had drilled both tanks out.
No way.
Yeah, they were the hoses were still stuffed in. They had, because the box trucks have those big giant tanks on each side, and the hoses were still stuffed in the bottom of the tanks where they had drilled them out.
Some people, man.
I was like, that's okay. This is interesting. Yeah,
some people's kids.
It's happening all over. But yeah, this case isn't done either. Anyways, there's more to this, and I think they've handed it off to the FBI because it's interstate. It's a big trafficking ring and they think it's tied to something else as well. So
I hope those guys go to prison forever.
Yeah. There's a lot of people and there's a lot of charges. So
it's a lot of money.
Well, they got caught with so much.
Yeah. $22 million worth,
but not even just the dollar amount, obviously, but like the actual number is so over the top that they're just going to keep digging and digging and digging.
Oh, man.
All because somebody got pulled over.
Way to go, people. Way to go. Hey, tis the season. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
It's one of the names you know.
It's one of the names I know?
Yeah. That's fair, right?
No idea. Megadeth.
Yep.
Lack of death.
Lack of the death?
Yeah. All right, Christmas Day games in the NBA have been announced. Tis the season.
It is tis the season. Tis the season to not watch morning basketball. I love Christmas basketball. I'm not going to lie.
This is going to be an interesting one because... Is NBA a, do they own the Christmas holiday?
They have in the past pretty, and it's become very much so in the last like 5 years.
Because the NBA, they have dominated Christmas Day. It's been their day, their time to shine.
It's when basketball season unofficially starts.
And Roger Goodell tried to do the, that's cute. there's three NFL games this year. Packers, Dolphins, Broncos, Rams. That's going to be a damn good
that's
game.
Yeah.
And then Buccaneers, Cardinals. It's usually right around the time that the Cardinals start S in the bed. Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
That'll be interesting.
But those are 3 day Christmas Day games.
They didn't drop the slate of hammers. So I think this is a test cycle of like, let's see how this goes.
All right. So you'll have those three games. By the way, 10 a.m. on Fox for Packers, Dolphins, 1:30 CBS, Broncos, Rams, 5:20 NBC, Buccaneers, Cardinals.
Yeah, they're not trying to get the evening crowd, clearly.
No.
They're trying to get that midday post-present opening breakfast eating launch.
But they'll love to take all of it. All right, which will have better numbers? Those three games or Golden State versus Memphis? That's one of our Christmas Day games. We've got the Mavs and the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
Just because LeBron has to play on Christmas Day, apparently. Nuggets and Suns.
That's
a really good game.
That's a really good game that nobody's going to care about outside of NBA fans.
Knicks Sixers.
A game that nobody outside of New York and Philadelphia is going to care about.
And then Celtics Bucks.
Easily the best matchup on the slate.
And you have three really good games.
Yeah.
In Grizzlies Warriors.
The Grizzlies one's going to be a little dicey because that you're basically looking like at the return of Jaren Jackson.
Okay.
So. If both teams are fully healthy, yes.
Well, and Draymond and Ja with the back and forth.
Yeah, no, and they've earned that too. It's kind of funny. I saw Timberwolves fans like, you don't even want to put Rudy Gobert and Kat on. I'm like, no, shut up. Nobody wants the Knicks on Christmas yet. We have to deal with that. So
the NFL will dominate.
They'll beat them in that ratings, 100%.
Dominate. 100%. They may double them up.
Yeah.
But. That is the day that the NBA has owned. And so it will be interesting to see the fight that they put up because I think that is the day that a lot of fans go, oh, yeah, it's NBA time.
Mm-hmm.
It is NBA time.
Because by then, most NFL teams are out of it.
And I find it even more interesting that the timing of the games, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you have one LA team playing at 1:30, right? Smack dab in the middle of the afternoon.
That's what they're doing on purpose.
Which is usually, that's where the Rams play.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when they put LeBron in, is like midday. He's usually in that midday game, right? After people are done opening up their presents everywhere, you get LeBron there.
You get the fat belly hangover, food hangover, and turn on some LeBron.
They have the team in Arizona. They have the Cardinals playing on Christmas Day.
Weird.
The Suns are playing on Christmas Day. And I mean, they didn't know Bucks and the Packers like did the only team that's missing is if the Heat would have been in this and the Dolphins, that's the only reason you put the Dolphins on Christmas
honestly,
Day.
Honestly, I think that's what they thought is that they were going to get Heat Sixers.
You have Nuggets and the Broncos Knicks. Are playing.
Hilarious.
I mean, there's this overlap where the NFL, because you could signal kind of which teams, it's the NBA's day.
Yeah.
Right?
So why not use the same teams from the same market to drag those markets down?
Phoenix, LA, Denver, Green Bay.
Weird.
Interesting.
It's almost like it was targeted.
Yeah, and they, I would giggle. In Boston, by the way, you rip off your Tom Brady fans because you're not going to put the Patriots on Christmas Day. They're not good enough, but you put Tom Brady there. See if you can get enough Boston folks to watch Tom Brady.
It's almost like they knew what the NBA matchups were going to be, even though they just got announced yesterday.
They should have put, the like, if the Heat were on it, it would have been hilarious.
I'll tell you this. Everybody outside of New York wanted the Heat in the Knicks spot. The Knicks getting this spot is the dumbest thing imaginable. I think they're just trying to push the fact that maybe Donovan Mitchell will be on the Knicks by then.
And the NFL wasn't dumb enough to put the Jets or the Giants on there.
let's see what we can do with this, huh? Let's chum the water. Jets or Giants, what you feeling like?
Because, well, Miami was the one seed last year, right? You would think that they would get a shot
at
a roster that's coming back.
But here we are because Adam Silver is Knicks-pilled. We have to deal with crappy basketball.
Never underestimate the pettiness of the NFL. They'll go after it.
The ratings 100%.
Well, they'll go after it because they know the formula that the NBA has, which is you're going to have LeBron, you're going to have one of the LA teams. They know which markets they're going to target with the NBA because they'll go off the seedings from last year's playoffs and say, okay, we've got the 1, 2, 3 seeds. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of Miami, they basically have it now.
And they know that Giannis is next, so they throw Green Bay in there.
Yeah, they know they won a world championship, and Chris Middleton was out. They're not dummies.
Crazy. Think about this. Wisconsin has two professional sports teams playing on Christmas.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
And their fan base is like nobody used to go to Bucks games. Or follow the Milwaukee Bucks.
Now it is packed.
They start winning and they go crazy for them.
Tell you what, even the Brewers. That state loves winners. Look at Wisconsin. Like,
well, everybody loves a winner.
But I mean,
everybody loves a winner.
But that's not true. Florida does not.
State
of Florida does not show up for anything.
Well, we can't use Florida as our example here.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Best team that has the worst fans, like, and I'm not saying
historically or right now.
I'm not. We could just go Lakers because Laker fans suck, and we don't like you, Laker fans. But I'm saying support, fan support, best team with the worst fan support.
Consistently,
the Marlins maybe up there. Marlins
was my first
Miami,
go-to.
No, Miami Heat, the Heat. Because they show up late. Who shows up at 45 minutes late?
They show up late and they leave early.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They're pretty patently unsure. The Nuggets are up there. Their fans are not very good. They also get knocked out by Suns fans.
The Suns are, when they're good, they'll rally.
Yeah, I think you can just say Arizona fans in general are kind of like Florida fans.
Uh-huh.
Where they're very much front-running. But yeah, I think the Marlins are probably your... even when they were great, they weren't. They still had trouble getting people in the gates.
Well, it used to be the Braves. Everybody used to mock the Braves for that.
Yeah, but they also crushed on TV.
They did crush on TV, but nobody would go. Nobody would go to Fulton County Stadium.
That was always the argument against blackouts right there. Like, look, they're everywhere on TV. That's why nobody goes.
Oh, come on. Because they were on the Superstation.
Yeah, but now they have an incredible new stadium and everybody goes. So maybe don't build a dump.
I'm trying to get to they play the...
Oh, you're trying to get down there?
They play the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, who cares who they play? That place is incredible.
Yeah, the Rockies suck. Big ones, though. But, you know, you get to see the hometown win. I'm trying to go to one of those games when I go down to Atlanta.
100% go. 100% go. Fantastic stadium.
Yeah, but I've heard it's great. But it's kind of out of the way, isn't it?
It is. It's
didn't
a little...
They put
it's
down in the...
It's a bit a little deep. It's like 25 minutes. It's not crazy. But it's a little, like, if you're Ubering there, it's going to hit you.
You think I can hitchhike there?
It's Atlanta. I think it's safe. I think it's safe.
All right, perfect. 503-250-1080. Coming up, hour number two, we've got Cam Smith catching some heat on the PGA Tour. Is he bailing on him right now? But coming up next, another star goes down in Major League Baseball, and I hope they don't do what they've done in the past. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.